This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I just have to say, you guys are some of the coolest cats out there, and I really, really appreciate it. You guys have reached out. As you know, we lost my little baby spider boot tushy, and I actually only had spider boot for the last few years. I feel just, you know, horrible, and I feel like I failed her. Because I think she could have lived longer. She was a cat that was a black short-haired cat, and she was 16 years old when she left us. But it was just, it's just really interesting. Don't worry, I'm not going to make you guys sad. I'm not going to cry. I said I'm not going to cry. But, you know, it's kind of interesting just what happened with that. And maybe there's a teaching moment. So basically we inherited one of my favorite families on the planet. We inherited this cat. And it just, she was the love of my life, and she brought my kids a lot of joy, but she wasn't the typical cat. You know, every cat I've ever had was very, very lovey and snuggly and loved tickle tummy. And we've spoken about Spider. Spider was kind of mean to me. She would just be mean, and I would do the oopy doopy doo game. You know, the oopy doopy doo, oopy doopy doo, oopy doopy 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 doo. And as I would do my inchworm finger, she would just tear at it with all her teeth and with all her claws. Because I guess she didn't like the oopy doopy doo game, but I think she did because she kept looking for the next oopy doopy doo. You know, round, another round of oopy-doopy-doo. So we would do it, and I don't know. And so, of every animal, and mind you, I have had, I don't know how many animals in my life. This was the one that just didn't seem to like me that much, but that made me love her more. You know how when you date the guy, and it's the guy that kind of treats you, that doesn't almost see you exist as the one you really, really want, and the one you always want to be around? It's just, I don't know if it was, there's just something about where when you just get that little bit of attention, it is just so, you know, it's like thirst quenching that, you know, that I love that cat more than I thought I ever could. And I love all my babies equally, even the one that goes pee-pee house, shake-a-boo, I know. And so this cat, even though she, you know, she was really, really mean and she didn't like the oopy-doopy-doo game and all that, she was very weird in that she would come into the shower with me and take a shower with me. And I don't understand why. That was kind of odd. I can't get my husband to take a shower with me, but the cat will come and take a shower with me. And then she would go, she would like hang out in the jacuzzi. And she'd stick her tail in the jacuzzi. Cats aren't supposed to like water. Now, it could be maybe she had dementia. I don't know. But anyway, and she was a part of the jacuzzi club. So every time the boys and hubby and I would be in the jacuzzi, or I was, especially if I wasn't there, she'd be a part of the jacuzzi club, always be out there. And then she just hung out with my boys all day long and just would, I mean, she was just a very, very active cat for somebody who was kind of, you know, a witch. But I, you know what, I loved her, and that was, I guess, just her. So I don't mean a bitch in a bad way. I just mean she was bitchy, and that was just who she was and how she'd be. And very interesting, because when she wasn't feeling well and we took her to the vet, when we brought her home, the dog is apparently one of her best friends in the whole entire house. All the cats were hanging out with her, you know, and they talk about me, and they look at me, and they're, you know, but the dog, her tail couldn't stop wagging, and she couldn't leave the cat alone. She just, you know, and so, who knows, but what was really interesting is the cat started to lose weight rapidly. I knew something was wrong when Thanksgiving, she would always come down for the family dinners. You know, so whether it was Passover, whether it was Hanukkah, whether it was, you know, or we would do Christmas dinner with friends or Easter dinner or whatever, the cat would always be downstairs and always come. So Thanksgiving, I had surgery, and when we had people come over the next day, I was feeling up to it. The cat wasn't there. So I was like, maybe it's because we have people over. Maybe it's because she doesn't want to hear about me and my hysterectomy. And because she really didn't like me talking to her about my female issues. But then I noticed that she just wasn't hanging out. And when I was able to navigate upstairs, which I could do like in about 48 hours, without pain, she was, just not eating like she used to. So she ended up losing a lot of weight rapidly, and I took her to the vet, and I'm thinking to myself, I bet this is the renal failure, because we've been through this before, possibly cancer. You know, I just knew we probably had to euthanize. And the vet was very positive. She's like, well, no, why don't we, check her, make sure, if it is a UTI, we could treat that. Let's do some blood work, whatever. And, I've been through this before where I know it could cost thousands of dollars. And I was like, if we need to euthanize anyway, I don't really want to put her through all that and make her suffer. And apparently she fought off the IV. She fought off the doctor and she was feisty. And we spoke about that. I go, she was feisty. So maybe, this is a cat that still wants to live. Well, sadly, I think it was the holidays. Maybe they were understaffed, but there was some kind of mishaps where they wanted to keep her a few more days so they could tell me what a test result would be. And I'm like, why can't I take her home? And you tell me the test result. And then finally it appeared that, sadly, I think she got so much in fluid. She doubled in weight. And I'm just wondering that maybe, they didn't have enough staff and they might not have been watching her that closely such that her lungs are filled up with fluid. But what was so interesting is they, as they were getting ready to discharge her and have me take her home, all of a sudden they rush in going, oh, no, we can't. We have to, euthanize her. And I'm like, you guys just said I could take her home, and this is what I do with her at home, and this is, so apparently I think maybe nobody looked, and I feel really guilty about that, because I've told you guys about in medical establishments, people are overwhelmed, people are understaffed, you gotta be on top of it. If you have a family member in a hospital, you gotta be on top of it. And with animals, I don't think it's any different, and I wasn't there. You can't go into that. Me as a doctor, I could go all over a hospital if I want to. I mean, I'm sure now the rules say no, but I can at least be very active, and I wasn't very active, and when it's your pet, and I even asked, I go, can I do the IV fluids at home? And no, we can't do it that way. But again, I think she was going to die anyway. I'm not blaming the vet. It's just, I think we could have put her out of her misery days prior. But what was so fascinating is, I called my hubby because I wanted my hubby to say goodbye to her, and all of a sudden her breathing normalized and she started to purr. So I go, all right, well, we're ready for her to euthanize. And the vet goes, oh, no, we can't do it here. It's Christmas Eve, so you got to go take her somewhere. So anyway, we take her home, and she actually hung out. She was happy and all that. And then on her last day, as we were taking her back to euthanize her, she died in my husband's arms. But, the learning tool with this is understand that a lot of vets and a lot of hospitals are understaffed. So don't just leave it up to fate. Be a little involved and know what's going on, because, you just don't know when you have the last few minutes with your loved one or your pet. 1-877-DR-DALLY, don't go away.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, I can't stand it when you hear people say, I told you so, I told you so, I told you so. But, ma'am, this is a huge, huge learning curve. This is a great teaching moment, and this is something we have been saying from the beginning. When a federal government thinks that they can control, you know, a virus to the level that they did, and I think the government is starting to reverse a lot of the courses. As we saw with CDC, reversing the isolation from 10 days to 5 days, and with quarantine, if you can quarantine, do it for 5 days. If you can't quarantine, wear a mask. I think the feds are realizing that they need to pick and choose what they want to control. And I'm not a fan of big government. You know, that doesn't mean I'm one way politically per se, because I do think we do need government. I think we need laws. I think there needs to be, accountability for crimes. But I think that the more the government tries to interfere and usurp control in an arena that they're really not controlling, we see the mess that we saw. And it was very interesting that Biden had said, and this is his quote, there is no federal solution. This gets solved at a state level. Now, you know, many of us are blown away by the genius of what was in the Constitution, and we understand that there's a lot of things in the Constitution that might be outdated. But the one thing that the Constitution preserved is states' rights. And I apologize, my nose is running. So it's always hard when you lose a little kitty cat because you're like, oh, my God, my baby. Oh, my baby spider says you're gone. So sorry, a little bit weepy. But back to, you know, in terms of states' rights, the Constitution and the founders of the Constitution, founding fathers, they knew and they knew that when you try to have more of a monarchy, you know, or when you try to have one leader dictate everything that goes on, you aren't getting represented. And we're a republic. We're supposed to be we're supposed to have representatives. We're supposed to represent big and small. And so when these mask mandates were coming into play, when these lockdowns, when these, you know, true, some states did some things, other states did others. But if you notice, it all kind of averaged out. You know, you saw the headlines where Florida had waves of numbers, but then they had less numbers, and their death rate might have equaled that to California, and California had more stricter rules than Florida did. Yet New York City has a much different city, has a much different landscape. They might have to do something differently than Des Moines, Iowa. And that's why states have leaders. That's why you have mayors. That's why you have city council. That's why you have governors. You know, and so when Biden says, you know, there's no federal solution, I know a lot of people are kind of jumping on that. I thought that was very odd, you know, because it's almost like there's no federal solution. We're out, kind of, you know, yeah, they're going to support, but the states have to figure this out. And you almost wonder if he said that because he knows in the midterms they're going to be getting shellacking, but they're going to get a butt kicking. I thought that was kind of a very odd thing for him to say, because it was something that we've been saying all along. You know, let Yuma, Arizona do Yuma. Let L.A. County do L.A. County. Let Las Vegas do Las Vegas. And that has been criticized from the beginning. And the government wanted to look like, well, we saved the day for votes. And like I said, one of the Biden wins in his win column was the vaccine rollout. They did a fantastic job. They coordinated with health departments. They used the National Guard. The vaccine rollout was very effective. The misses are, okay, well, then they went to mandates, you know, and all the other rules and the Fauci going back and forth and all that. But, you know, when Biden, you know, is trying to, you know, campaign, you know, for people in the midterm, you know, legislators in the midterm, you know, he's going to be able to tout, look, this is what we did with the vaccine rollout on COVID. But I think they're realizing that they're going to get themselves into trouble. Now, we look to the CDC. I'm appreciative of the CDC. We look to the CDC. We look to the FDA for guidance. But there's been a lot of questioning of why the back and forth. You know, when you told us that we had to lock down, that when the kids couldn't be in school and, you know, all everything that happened happened because you said, well, because we have to contain the virus, so this is how we have to do it, you know, and everybody followed. Same thing with mandates. The mandates came from Biden. I that caused ramifications that we can't fix. You know, and I've spoken about this, you know, and I'm not trying to say Democrats or Republicans are better or worse or whatever. Democrats get credit for making some huge changes, social changes, things done. Where they get criticized is the ramifications many times take years to fix. And sometimes it takes a Republican administration to clean up. So we still have Medicare, and we benefit from Medicare. We have Social Security. We have these programs. Yet, you know, recessions and things had to kind of be, you needed Eisenhower to kind of step in after FDR and Truman. You needed, you know, Ronald Reagan to step in after Jimmy Carter. Now, some people could say the opposite, that you needed Biden to step in after Trump. I don't know. My guess is there's going to be another Republican administration to kind of, you know, clean up a lot of, you know, what happened financially and you know, inflation-wise. And you know, I don't blame COVID on any administration. COVID started, you know, during the Trump administration. But what I do blame is a government making rules without realizing what the ramifications could be, like the labor shortage. I mean, the labor shortage is so bad that, you know, we're having, you know, not enough staff in hospitals and vets and in all sorts of places. We're feeling that ramification. You wonder about the foodborne illness. You see what's happening with metals and shards and things like that in medications and juices and things like that. When you don't have enough people, when you have, you know, labor shortages, you're not getting good QA, you're not getting good, you know, management. And so these are things that I think if the government is going to now take a step back with that, look, there's no federal solution. This gets solved at the state level. This is probably one of the smartest things President Biden has ever said. You know, I know there's all these quotes of President Biden and, you know, it's where he stumbles over his words and things like that. I'd like to see that as a quote for President Biden. There's no federal solution. The problem is it's 2 years too late. The Fed should have said, look, every state, every city, every county is going to be having a different scenario. We trust their leaders, you know, and their constituents on what they need, but we will support. If they need National Guard, we'll do that. If they need tests, we're here for them. The testing crisis, that has been one hell of a cluster. Because all of a sudden, all these rules came out saying, well, you have to test in order to travel internationally. And we have Christmas coming. Yet, a lot of people travel. How many millions of tests did you anticipate for that? So if you're going to make these rules where you have to test, and I'm not that adverse to it. I'd rather see a testing, you know, if we're really worried about something dangerous and deadly, I'd rather see that than a vaccine mandate. But honestly, a lot of people test negative and they show up positive days later. So I don't know how practical that is. But again, don't make that rule without saying, look, we already have a silo of tests. So there's been mismanagement, you know, and I'm not saying any one administration is completely at fault. But I think this is a watershed moment, and I'm hoping future administrations will learn from this, saying, look, okay, we have states, we have representatives in states for a reason. States know what they need. Cities, municipalities know what they need. And we can't in Washington, D.C. expect that whatever is working for us is working for Seattle or Portland or Auburn or Winnemucca. So after his remarks, President Biden took one question. He's not very, enthusiastic about reporters' questions. And it was whether he supports revised recommendations for shortened quarantine periods. He said, I rely on my medical team. I get a recommendation. I follow it. Now, you know, that's maybe not the most presidential, you know, thing to say. It's not something that, you know, you would hear somebody with a lot of, like, you know, all right, this is what we're going to do. But I got to tell you, it was probably the smartest thing he could have said, because right now this really is a medical issue, and I think we need to trust the doctors. I don't know who else is on his medical team, but so I don't know. I think we might be moving in the right direction. 1-877-DOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Airports are blaming staffing shortages for thousands of flight cancellations. Another 2,200 flights were canceled due to surging cases of the Omicron variant. More than 2,000 have been delayed. This traveler telling Fox News he's planning ahead.
We got to the airport early for that reason. In case it does get canceled, hopefully we can catch another flight out from a different airline or whatever.
Tragedy strikes in Denver, Colorado.
Four shooting locations across the Denver, Colorado metro area last night left five souls dead, including the shooter and a police officer injured, according to Denver Police Chief Paul Pazin. The investigation is ongoing and a motive is not known at this time. From the West Coast to USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Jury deliberations resuming on Tuesday in the sex trafficking trial of Ghislaine Maxwell. You're listening to USA Radio News. Intrevo is a tech company helping to provide rapid testing for COVID-19. Founder and CEO Ron Gutman joins Fox Business and says his company was able to track the trajectory of the virus and ramp up production of tests in time for the spread of the Omicron variant.
When other people ramped down production and closed factories, we actually increased it, doubled down in technology. We really build a technology platform and continuing to ramp up production right now in multiple facilities here in the United States, where actually our tests are made here in the United States and are available to people.
President Biden says his administration plans to roll out 500 million at-home rapid test kits to whoever wants one starting in January. Kim Jong-un is holding meetings in North Korea. Kim has used the meetings in the past to make announcements about policy for the isolated nation. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, I want to put this on Facebook Live, and so I'm going to get this all set up. Did you guys see the Matrix movies? Hold on a second. I'm going to get this all ready here. I'm also going to talk about how pet owners want to feed their pets insects. Okay, yeah, I know. The whole global footprint. So hold on a second. I'm going to get this on our Facebook Live because some of you guys might want to follow this later. All right. By the way, you can also listen to our podcast on GCN Live, TalkStream Live, iHeartRadio. So we have a lot of podcasts. But I like the Facebook Live because I think it helps when you have a visual. So, you know, I'm not the smartest tool in the shed, okay? I think y'all have kind of, you know, right? Can we all agree on that? We can all agree on that. So when I watch a movie, I need the movies to be pretty direct. I'm a more concrete thinker. I could think laterally, but I really am not very abstract. And so when I watch a movie like Total Recall, Total Recall confused me a little bit, but The Matrix really confused me. Now, I've seen every Matrix movie. I am a fan of the Matrix movies. I just don't understand what the heck is going on. So I think the newest of the Matrix movies is Resurrections. I think that's what it's called. And so we saw it last night. We streamed it because we were home and, you know, it was cold and it was windy and, you know, with the cat gone and, you know, I wanted to cuddle up with the other cat. So I liked the movie. I enjoyed it. I just don't understand it. And so I think what these movies are, and no spoilers, but the common theme with Matrix is you think you're in a world, and I guess it's controlled by somebody programming it. And you're in this, I guess, Matrix, and there's only very few people that get to go in and out of the Matrix, like Neo. Is his name Neo or Nero? What's his name? I know there's Trinity. Neo? I don't know what his name is, the Keanu Reeves guy. Neo. Okay, let's call him Neo. So they go in and out. Some of the rooms don't have code. Some of them do have code. And then they, in the original Matrix, you needed a telephone. And in order to get out of, I guess, an area of the code, you needed to get on a telephone, and then you get away from the bad guys. But I was wondering how they were going to do that with the newer movie, because we all have smartphones now. So do you call on the smartphone? But they didn't use the smartphones. So I was really confused about that, because I'm like, oh, it's because they need, you know, a phone, like a phone booth, which you don't even see anymore, like in the Spider-Man or the Superman movies. You don't even see a phone booth anymore. So I was a little confused of where the phone thing went. And then there were these machines, and the machines look like octopuses, and they go after you, octopi, and they go after you, and there's some code. And then who's real might not be real. I don't get it. I just don't get it. It's a popular movie series. I think they're going to make another movie based on the end of this one. I don't think there was like an end credit scene like in Marvel, but I think there's going to even be another movie, but I'm just very confused. So if any of you really understand the movies, can you tell me what the heck they mean? Because I really don't understand. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But not sci-fi is the introduction of insects into our diets. And pet owners want to possibly utilize, from what we're understanding, more insects into their pet food. Now, I will not feed my dog and my cats insects. I will give them the food, but I got to tell, you know, with what happened with spider went into renal failure. You know, animals, when they do get old, they go into renal failure, but not all of them. But I wonder if it's because of what we're feeding them. I get them the chow. I get them the healthy chow, the balanced diet, healthy chow. They don't want that. They only want the wet food. So here they are. They're only eating the wet food. One, Shaky Boo was on a hunger strike, and he would only eat if I gave him the pate or the meat cutlets. And I'm like, you can't just eat that. It's going to kill your kidneys. But he will not. He was on a hunger strike. He wouldn't eat the chow. So, you know, but anyway, this has been reported by Daily Mail. Pet owners concerned about the environment are switching to meals made from crickets, mealworms, and black soldier flies. They say the move was designed to reduce the overall environmental impact household pets have on the planet, as insect farms have a lower carbon footprint than livestock. Pets are able to thrive on a diet of insects as they are rich in protein, according to a report of The Guardian. They're supposed to be high in fats, oil, and minerals. I actually wrote a piece on this, not that I would ever advocate eating insects, but a couple years ago, a study from the University of Wisconsin-Madison found eating crickets, or more specifically food infused with cricket powder, improved gut microbiomes in those tested. Well, I think our bodies are designed to eat insects. I think in caveman days, that's what we did. And so I do think our bodies are designed for it. That's not to say I want to do that. They say it's estimated that by 2030, the insect pet food market will increase 50-fold over current levels, producing more than 500,000 tons per year. Experts recommend owners transitioning to an insect diet do so slowly because pets could be sensitive to sudden diet changes. Yeah, I don't think they're going to be very, very happy. They say research has suggested that if insects are farmed commercially, emissions and water use are lower, per square feet than the land used required for livestock. So Nicole Paley from the Pet Food Manufacturers Association told The Guardian that when it is made into a nutritional, complete pet food, insect proteins can be used to contribute to a sustainable, nutritious diet. So according to Rabo Research, there is demand for this, demand for insect protein, animal feed, and a pet food ingredient. Million tons by 2030 anticipated, up from 10,000 tons now. And there's apparently legislation delays and approving new insects and farms and all that. And, you know, I got to tell you something. I don't like the idea of eating insects. I'm not a fan of it. But I don't think we're going to be able to escape it. I think we are going to have, as we do already, a huge feeding problem, a huge starvation, a huge, trying to feed our population. And not that I would want to subject people to eating insects instead, but we do know that there's nutritional value in insects. And so if we do start to have food shortages, and we will, then there's going to be some moves to increase insect composition in our diet. It might start at the school level. It might be in the hospitals. It might be, I'm not sure, not that you can really tell because hospital food's horrible. There's only one hospital whose food I loved. When I was a student at Olive View Medical Center in near Sylmar, California, Monday was taco day. And they had the best tacos. I love the cafeteria. In fact, I told my husband, look, let me go and do some work at the hospital so we can eat the tacos. I mean, I would drive across the city to go and eat the tacos at that hospital. Olive View Medical Center was fantastic eats. That was good. But, you know, as we're going to clean energy, as we're going to electric cars, as we're going to all these new, more sustainable energy pro-globe sort of movements, insects are going to be, you know, the next thing. So for those of you that are like, well, you know, over my dead body, you might want to pick your poison now, because I wouldn't be surprised that we get some administration later that says you need to prove to us that you're eating some insects, or this is what you're going to be able to buy food on, or when you ration food, you'll be able to get this, and it's going to be the insect protein or whatever. And I mean, I'm not saying go out and eat ladybugs. I can't even imagine, although some ladybugs have fallen to my face, you know, when I would ride my bike, you know, you're like, you're all happy and insects would fly in. But I don't see myself doing it, but I definitely see us using, in fact, don't we use insects already for strawberry coloring in our ice cream? I have to double check that. I forget the actual species we use, but strawberry ice cream, I think, is made of some beetle shell that makes the strawberry coloring that pink. I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
That supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So flu has been making a comeback. You know, being licensed in multiple states, I'm getting kids, parents calling in with fever, sometimes high fever, abrupt onset symptoms, and that's kind of how it differs from COVID. COVID, the fever is a little milder. Symptoms start a little slower with maybe a little sore throat, then a headache, cough, or runny nose, cough. With flu, a lot of times you feel like you get hit with a ton of bricks. And so flu, sadly, has been making a comeback. We've already had 2 pediatric deaths, multiple hospitalizations. And part of the reason is maybe it's because Omicron is a little milder, that it's not competing with flu like last year's COVID did. But I'm a fan of the flu shot, you know, as long as you don't have any contraindications to it. And, you know, I want to talk about kids getting the flu vaccine, and, you know, but we also need to kind of talk about what kids have access to and what benefits they have with their insurance. So we did a pre-recorded interview with LaShawn McIver, Director of the Office of Minority Health from Centers of Medicare and Medicaid Services, to talk about Medicaid. So we're going to play that now, and here we go.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'm seeing the breadth of patients across the United States, and it's not just cough, cold season. It's also flu season, RSV season, and I'm really worried that a lot of these kids are not getting the care they need or the vaccines they need. And joining us next is to kind of talk to us about what's available for our kids, and it's Dr. LaShawn McIver, Director of the Office of Minority Health Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Dr. McIver, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, thank you so much for having me today.
Well, yeah, so it's fascinating. You know, a lot of parents have kind of, you know, missed out on vaccines. You know, doctor's offices are still struggling to find staff. And so I think there's a big disconnect on how to get our kids prepared for this winter. What are you seeing on your end?
So we do know that due to the COVID-19 pandemic, many routine well-child visits have been postponed, and that's keeping children from getting important preventive services. And in fact, comparing the public health emergency period, so if you're looking at March 2020 through May 2021, to that same period 2 years prior, CMS found that children insured by Medicaid and CHIP participated in fewer routine care visits, and that includes 1.6 million fewer vaccinations for children under the age of 19 and 17.6 million fewer outpatient mental health services, even after accounting for increased use of telehealth, and that's just to name a few. And we know that well child visits and vaccinations are essential preventive services, and these visits help healthcare providers ensure our children meet important developmental milestones and allow them to provide age-appropriate immunizations and keep children healthy. So it's important for children to get back on track with their medical and dental care, and families should contact their health provider and schedule an appointment to catch up on missed visits and vaccinations.
So true. So tell us about Medicaid and CHIP.
Medicaid and CHIP, or the Children's Health Insurance Program, they offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Families and individuals can apply online, by phone, by mail, or in person. And enrollment for these programs are year-round. So coverage it must be renewed each year, though, to keep your children enrolled in Medicaid and CHIP. And Medicaid and CHIP cover more than 39 million children in the U.S. and have helped ensure that over 94% of the nation's children have health insurance. In terms of eligibility, it varies slightly by state, but each state has a Medicaid CHIP program, which provides health insurance for children up to the age of 19 and families with low and moderate incomes. And the eligibility is dependent on household size and income, and that varies by state. But in most states, children up to the age of 19 with family income up to $50,000 per year may qualify for Medicaid and CHIP. And the last note I'll make is, even if you work or have applied for free or low-cost health coverage from your state before and haven't qualified, you and members of your family, of your household may now be eligible. So definitely something to take advantage of.
So true. You know, 2 days ago, one of my listeners asked, she's about to kind of go through a divorce. How does the Medicaid coverage work? Can it be one parent that applies, or if a child does have, you know, two parents, obviously, how do they establish their Medicaid or CHIP?
So I would encourage anyone who may have that question or a similar one to start by going to insurekidsnow.gov and click on Find Coverage for Your Family. So you can go through the questionnaire process, but also you can call 1-877-KIDS-NOW to get additional help. But this health coverage is so important for children, and many parents don't realize that their children may qualify for Medicaid or CHIP.
That's so true. Yeah. So, parents they don't want to go to the doctor and say, look, I was late. You know, I was late by about 20 months. I tell them, no worries. No worries. We're understanding. Just get the kids in. What have you been telling parents to do?
Well, we've been, in terms of missed doctor's appointments, we've been saying it's important to get kids back on track. You know, I'll say one of the things we are definitely encouraging during this season is for parents to get the COVID-19 vaccine for their children. So it is available, as you know, for children ages 5 and up, and it is the best way to protect your children against COVID-19. And kids are being infected with COVID-19, and some are getting seriously ill. And even if the child does not get severely ill, they could face long-term health consequences or pass the virus on to others, including vulnerable members of their family. But one new thing is the Biden-Harris administration is now requiring states to provide vaccine counseling-only services for children enrolled in Medicaid. So this pre-vaccine counseling visit creates a space for the children and the parents to ask questions, to get answers, and receive the information they need from trusted partners. So it's not too late. And, you know, if their children are currently uninsured, they certainly should go to insurekidsnow.gov to sign up. But the COVID vaccine is free, and the immunizations are covered under these programs. Other childhood
and
immunizations
flu vaccine
are
as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Correct.
Flu vaccine,
mm-hmm.
all of those, yeah. That's good. And mm-hmm. then, you know, the income qualifications, can you review those one more time?
Sure. So eligibility is dependent on household size and income, and it varies by state. But in most states, children up to the age of 19 with family income up to $50,000 per year for a family of four may qualify for Medicaid and CHIP. So those are the requirements there.
Fantastic. And how can people find out more information on Medicaid and CHIP?
Sure. So you can visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW for additional information about programs in your state. And as I said, you can apply online, over the phone, by mail, or in person with your state's Medicaid or CHIP agency. And the process to apply for free or low-cost health coverage from your child's state has gotten faster. Many can apply and find out if they qualify in the same day. So, again, it's insurekidsnow.gov, and you can call 1-877-KIDS-NOW.
I love it, man. You know, when I first started practicing, like 20-some years ago, it could be weeks before parents knew if their child was covered. And so, you know, power to you guys for getting that so streamlined, and we really appreciate you. And then how can parents find out more information about vaccines for children and catch up, like even when it comes to their MMR or Prevnar and things like that?
So we encourage parents to contact their child's health care provider, or they can visit www.vaccines.gov.
Wonderful. Dr. McKeever, thank you so much for joining us. We really, really appreciate it, and we can't wait to have you back.
Okay, thank you so much.
Take care.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.